Well, it's just so good to see everybody. Amen. You know, yesterday it was in the 80s outside, and now this morning it was in the 40s. Boy, there's a lot of change going on, isn't there? You know, we've been listening to song number two. Song number two, Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb? And we're going to sing that song now. Let's sing it all together. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, so be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Sing it again. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen. We are going to turn a couple of pages. We're going to go to page number 3. And the very first song on page number 3 is Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. We're going to sing that. Page number 3.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Amen. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. Amen. We're going to turn another page, go to the very next page, and the first song on that next page, it's page number 4, He Lives, I Serve a Risen Savior. Very first song on page number 4.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice and cheer.
and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Amen. He lives in my heart. We are going to turn another page. And the very first song on the next page. Well, now we're going to get down to the bottom of page number 5. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. I will sing the wondrous story. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his own glory on the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wonderful story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Yes, oh, sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Gathered by that crystal sea. We're going to turn one more page.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We're on page number 6. And the song number now on that page, we're going to sing song number 15, Joy in Serving Jesus. Amen. How many would agree that there is joy in serving Jesus? Oh, yeah, look at this. Yeah, hands all over the place. There is joy in serving Jesus. There is joy in serving Jesus as I journey on my way. Joy that fills the heart with praises every hour and every day. There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy
darkest night. For I've learned the wondrous secret, and I'm walking in the light. There is joy, 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 serving Jesus, joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall depart.
Amen.
That's right.
Joy that will never, ever depart. Praise God. You know, we're going to talk about something that we've been around for a while, haven't we? We've seen a few things. We've been around for a while. And we, if we are in Christ, we've been running our race. Yeah, we've been doing, what God wants us to do, and talking to God and saying, God, what do you want me to do? And then go ahead and do it, you know. And we're talking about running our race for the Lord. Now, I want to read a verse here. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The Bible tells us that we are to run our race for God. Amen. The very first thing now is to get into the family of God. Say yes to Jesus. Come in the family of God. And then discover, what does God want you to do? And you know, sometimes I've heard people say, well, you know, it's just a little too late to be discovering what God wants me to do. No, no, no. God is not surprised where you are, what your situation is. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Amen. And so we're going to talk about that today. I've got a song here that I'm going to sing. And this song, let me see here. I need to make a little change here. And now this song is called It's Just Another Red Sea. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we think, oh, this is it, you know. This is it. Don't know how I'm going to get past this.
That's right.
And then the next thing you know, you've been through it, you're moving on, you're going to something else. And, you know, you can look back on that thing and you can say, well, I guess it was just another Red Sea. And with God, we can get through it. Amen. And so this song, it's called It's Just Another Red Sea. About a story the prophet Daniel told, how three Hebrew boys would bow to the king's image of gold. Well, he threw them in the fire, but the Lord was there too, and he delivered them the same way he'll deliver you. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. That's all it is. So you say you got a problem, feeling hopeless and afraid, another dead end situation, with no hope for your escape. Just remember when it looks like you have faced your final hour. God sees it as another chance to move and prove His power. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, it's just another Red Sea. Just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another, just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, just another Red Sea.
Amen. Praise God. It's just another Red Sea. And so now here we are. We're looking at, you know, the children of Israel, when they got to that Red Sea, they thought, it's over. This is it. We're done. And then God parted the Red Sea. And the Bible says they walked across on dry ground. Glory to God. And so we're taking a look here at running our race. You know, the verse that we looked at, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Set aside the weight. You know, I want to share a story with you. It's kind of like it's a physical story that will kind of help us to think of setting aside our weights spiritually. Sometimes it's helpful to just hear something in the natural that compares to something in the spiritual. Now when I was I probably would have been my late 20s, early 30s maybe. And I was doing a lot of bike riding. And I was living up in Des Moines, Iowa. And there's a bike ride that goes across Iowa called Rag Ride. It goes from the west side of the state to the east side of the state. And it goes, it's 8 days. It goes from Sunday to Sunday. Through Sunday to, you know, through Sunday. And there was one year when I was not able to get over to the West Coast and get started on that ride. And so I thought, well, I'm going to start on Sunday, but I'm going to start from home. And I'm going to take 2 days to meet up with them. And then I'm going to ride with them for a few days. And then I'm going to have to pedal back home again. And now, in order for me to do that, now, you see, I had a little wagon on the back of my bike. And so I had my clothes, my sleeping bag, my tent. It kind of got a little heavy. And so now I've got this wagon on the back of my bike, and I'm pulling that wagon for 2 days, trying to catch up, you know, meet up with this ride that's going across Iowa. Well, now that first day, it was very noticeable that I've got some extra weight behind me, and I'm just not going nearly as fast as I was before I put that wagon on. The second day, it was just a little bit better. I was kind of getting used to it. And then the third day, you see, that end of the second day, I met up with that group that was going across Iowa. And so now on the third day, I was able to take that wagon and put it in the bus. We had a bike club, and the bike club had a bus, and everybody in the club could put all of their gear, put all of their stuff in the bus. So now when I met up with the bike club, I could take my wagon, you see, and put it in the back of the bus. Now that third day, I got on my bike without the wagon. And boy, I'm telling you, could I go, man. I'm telling you, that seemed like that was a real workout, you know, with that wagon. Now I remember when I was in track, we would run with ankle weights. And say, you know, you kind of get used to running with ankle weights. And then when you take those ankle weights off, oh, man, you feel like a feather, you know. You can just really go. And so now the Bible tells us that we are to set aside every weight, everything that would hold us back to running the race for God. There can be all kinds of things, and sometimes we just get used to all of that baggage. Don't realize that we're going slow with our, you know, running our race because we got all this baggage. Now listen to this again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. See? Set aside every weight, anything that would hold us back from running our race for God. And you might even have a thought, you know, there might be a day you think to yourself, you know what, I want to take a day off. I just don't want to. Well, now that would be a weight right there. You got a thought that says, I don't want to. That's going to slow you down, you know. And you need to just be able to say, yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Amen. And we just set aside that weight and we run our race for God. Ephesians 2 and verse number 10. Now, this is one of my favorite verses, especially when we're talking about running our race for God. And we say, well, what's the, you know, is there an advantage? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to run the race for God? Well, now listen, this is Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Version. Now listen to what it says. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. Have you been recreated in Christ Jesus? And we say, yes, I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm recreated in Him. Born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined or planned beforehand. Did you know that God has a plan and a purpose for you that He's already worked out? We can just find that path and walk in it. You know, sometimes it's really nice when you get out in the woods and you say, I'm going to go out and walk on a trail. And you get out on that trail and then you find out that somebody got there before you and they cleaned all the brush away and they made it real easy for you to walk. Boy, did I like that, man. Look at here. Somebody's cleared my path, and it just makes it real easy to walk. Born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. Now listen, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live.
Now here's my question. Would you like to live what the Bible refers to as the good life? See? If you want to live the good life, well, that comes with walking the path that God has prepared ahead of time for you to walk. See? Get on that path. All of your provision, all of your needs are met on that path. The Bible says that if you would walk that path that God has prepared ahead of time, that you would live the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. I like that. God loves you. He wants the best for you. And that comes with being obedient to the Word of God and just simply getting on that path that God wants us to get on. You know, we are different on the inside when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Sometimes we don't realize what we can do until we step out and say yes to God. You know, when I was early 20s, I had a 65 Chevy. Red pinstripe. Chrome wheels, you know. Had a 283 in it. It was a nice running engine, but I wanted it to go faster. And so I had a buddy who was a mechanic. And I asked him one day, I said, you suppose we could work on this engine? Beef it up a little bit? Boy, he got a big grin on his face. He said, oh yeah, we can do that. And so we put it in the garage. Boy, we tore that engine apart. And we put it back together with a 3/4 cam, high dome, bored out pistons, you know, headers, 4-barrel car, you know, holly carbon. Boy, I'm telling you now, we cranked that thing back up, and I thought there was something wrong with it. I said, what in the world, you know, what's wrong with it? And my buddy, now my mechanic, he had a big smile on his face, and he said, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Boy, that sounds good, you know. Well, now, that car, you see, it looked exactly the same on the outside as it always had. We pulled it out of the garage, and it didn't look any different. It didn't look any different on the outside than it did on the inside. We had a good run car.
I don't think so.
Oh, it was. Yes, it was. Oh, yes, it was. It was good. Yes, it was a good one. Yeah. And boy, I'm telling you, I didn't even know hardly how to drive it anymore. I just give it a little bit of gas, and boy, it just go too quick, you know. I started getting a couple of speeding tickets, and I didn't realize how fast I was going. I just didn't know, you know. Well, now, it was different on the inside than it was before, you see. You had to turn the key. You had to put your foot down on the gas pedal in order to realize the change in that car. Because when you looked at it on the outside, there was no change at all.
Well, that's good.
Now, we look at ourselves on the outside.
Well, that might be.
And we don't see any change at all. We still look like we've always looked. But if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're different on the inside. Oh, I'm telling you. You've been born again, you see. And so we have abilities on the inside of us that we don't even realize, we don't even know what we're capable of until we, you know, like I might say, until we start up the engine and put your foot on the gas a little bit, you know. And you said, boy, I didn't know I could do that. See? I didn't know I could do that. And we begin to run our race for God. Now that was Ephesians 2:10. And then I want to read one more verse. Philippians 3,
and verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, I've talked to several people that have been runners. Now, I tried cross country myself for a little while. I never was really on the track, you know. I wasn't. Now, my brother was a track runner. Boy, could he sprint. Man, he was quick. I was never that quick. He could just boom right off the line, you know. He'd be at full speed in no time at all. But now, when you're in a foot race and you're getting close to the finish line, there are many times that I've talked to runners and they said, you know, at least to begin with, before they got a little better about running their races, if they heard somebody coming up behind them, well, they would turn their head and see who it was and how close they were. And they said they didn't realize that whenever you turn your head and look back, you slow down. And it gives that person behind you a chance to catch up and maybe even overtake you. And so when you're running a race, even if you hear somebody behind you, don't look back. Don't look back. You might try to kick him in the gear a little bit more. You might, you know, but keep looking forward. Keep your eyes on the finish line and keep looking forward. Now, that's what this verse is talking about when it's talking about running your race for God. There might be some things in your past that could slow you down. Don't look back. Don't look back. Just consider that today is a new day. What's in the past is in the past.
Right.
Amen. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. You can bring it before the Lord and you can ask for forgiveness. If you need to do something like that, and you know the Bible tells us that as Christians, as believers, when we ask for forgiveness, He forgives. And so we just say, thank you, Lord. I can put that in my past. Today is a new day. And I'm not going to look back. I'm going to keep my eye on the prize. And I'm going to run my race. Amen. We're just talking about running our race for God. I want to run strong and cross that finish line. You know, I talked to my mama last Monday night. Now she is 101, a little more than 101 and a half. And boy, I'm telling you, she's running strong. She's running a race. Now, for the very first time, she said, you know, I believe that I've done everything that God's wanted me to do. And she said, now this September, I'm going to be 102. And she said, I believe that's enough. I think she's seeing the finish line. And she said, you know what? She said, I got more people that I know in heaven than I know here on earth. And I'm ready to go.
You got it.
And she is not slowing down. You know, sometimes we slow. She said, nope, I'm running strong to the finish. Glory to God. Doesn't matter how young we are, how old we are, run strong for God. Now here, in the morning time, when you get up, say, God, here I am. It's another day. Lord, what do you want me to do? Can I talk to someone? Can I pray for someone? Can I do something for someone?
Whatever you want me to do,
I'll say it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to run my race for God. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what your circumstance, what your situation is. God does not wake up and get surprised at where you are. No, He knows. And He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Amen? And so we're going to just run our race for God. Run it strong. I want to close today by turning to page number 9 in your song sheet. Page number 9. And we are going to sing the very first song on that page, Standing on the Promises of God. Now here's a good way to, another good way, you know, to run your race. Think of this now, is doing the promises of God. Believing the promises of God. We are going to stand on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. Standing on the promises of God.
Sing it again.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Standing on those promises of God. That's the place to be. You know, I want to close in a word of prayer. Running our race for God means, first of all, that we are in Christ. That we've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. You can't run your race for God unless you've accepted Jesus Christ first. Amen. Is there anybody here, maybe you can't remember a time when you actually said yes to Jesus, and you want to do that this morning? Just say, yes, Lord, I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Is there anybody like that?
That's right.
All right. All right. Now, how many of us now, we're believers, we've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you want to say, yep, you know what? I'm just going to pick it up here a little bit, and I am going to run my race for God. Anybody like that? Yeah, yeah, we got hands. We got hands. Praise God. That's good. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just come to You now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are so grateful for this time. We thank You that we can sing praises to You and then look into the Word of God and see what You have for us today. Father, that You have prepared a path, a way for each and every one of us to run. And we can run that race strong. And we thank You for it. We give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen.